Washington. President Donald Trump made an unannounced trip to Iraq Wednesday, his first to American troops in harm's way. We get the details of the president's trip from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president and first lady flew overnight from Washington and landed at Al-Assad Air Base west of Baghdad, days after the president stunned advisors by announcing all U.S. forces will leave neighboring Syria, a decision that prompted Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis to resign and rattled American allies. There are still more than 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, backing the Baghdad government in the continuing fight against Islamic State militants. The president says he has no plans at all to remove them and says Iraq can still be used as a base to stage attacks on the militants if needed. He'd been criticized for not visiting U.S. forces in troubled areas since taking office. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw a test Wednesday of a new hypersonic glide vehicle, declaring that the weapon is impossible to intercept and will ensure Russia's security for decades. Speaking to Russia's top military brass from the Defense Ministry's control room in Moscow after watching the live feed of the launch of the Avangard vehicle, Putin said that he would like to address, before anything else, the managing engineer, the engineers, and the workers who created what he called this prominent arms system. He said, "I congratulate you on this great event in the history of military power and in the matter of ensuring the security of the Russian state." The test comes amid bitter tensions in Russian-U.S. relations, which have sunk to their lowest level since the Cold War over the conflict in Ukraine, the war in Syria, and allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection has ordered a number of changes when caring for children under the age of 10 in the wake of the deaths of two young Guatemalan children in U.S. custody in the past month. CPB Commissioner Kevin McAleenan told CBS This Morning Wednesday that his officers are double-checking the health of all children in their care.
We responded by doing secondary medical checks. That means paramedics, who are also Border Patrol agents, checking each child in our custody to determine their health status again, in addition to the original processing.
The move comes after Felipe Gomez Alonso died shortly before midnight on December 24th, just hours before a 7-year-old girl who died earlier this month in U.S. custody was laid to rest in her Guatemalan village. Department of Homeland Security officials have said they asked for medical help from the U.S. Coast Guard, the U.S. Department of Defense, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, among others. They did not say how many children are currently in CBP's custody. A partial government shutdown continued into its fifth day Wednesday with no resolution in sight. President Trump, speaking in Iraq, said he was willing to wait as long as it takes to get the $5 billion he wants for a border wall with Mexico. Trump, who 2 weeks ago said he would gladly take responsibility for the shutdown, said California Democrat Nancy Pelosi is, in his words, calling the shots. Pelosi is widely expected to take over as Speaker of the House of Representatives January 3rd. She and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have said Trump will not get the money he is asking for. The shutdown affects nearly 800,000 federal workers. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that is, who underwent surgery to remove cancerous tumors from one of her lungs, has been released from the hospital. We get the details on the 85-year-old justice's health from AP's Matt Small.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been discharged from the hospital following cancer surgery. A spokeswoman for the Supreme Court says the 85-year-old is now recuperating at home after leaving New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center yesterday. She had surgery Friday to remove a pair of malignant growths in her left lung, and doctors say there's no evidence of any remaining disease. Ginsburg has been treated for cancer two other times. Last month, she cracked three ribs after falling at the court, but despite her health problems, she's never missed arguments. The court meets again on January 7th. Matt Small, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks rebounded from the Christmas Eve sell-off, with all three major indices making large gains on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 4%, the S&P was up 3.5%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up more than 5% late in the day. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.